This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's epidemiologist warns the pandemic is likely to worsen in Colorado in the coming weeks. Dr. Rachel Herlihy says modeling shows COVID hospitalizations could exceed hospital capacity in December. She says coronavirus transmission is high statewide and worse in some counties.
We are seeing much higher numbers come out of some of our community testing sites in certain parts of the state.
The governor is looking to expand the state's hospital bed capacity. He also wants cities to require vaccinations for people attending large indoor events. Military members and families are observing Veterans Day today. The pandemic has been especially isolating for veterans in rural areas who don't always know where to turn for help. Nathan Demers is with Operation Veterans Strong, a group that connects veterans.
For many of these veterans who have been living in the San Luis Valley for about 2 years, all the way up through 20 years was our longest veteran living in the community, several had never met another veteran in their local community.
Veterans and military family can join at OperationVeteransStrong.com. Governor Jared Polis has approved almost $20 million to pay private hospitals to help restore jail inmates to competence before their court dates. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Hundreds of people have been waiting weeks and months in jail across the state after being deemed incompetent to face the criminal charges filed against them. It's been an ongoing problem in Colorado, and state officials are under a federal court order to treat people faster. Wait times have lengthened since the start of the pandemic. State officials say the orders for competency evaluations have more than doubled since 2019, and the state hospital in Pueblo is significantly understaffed. The new money will go to private hospitals and mental health wards that can take people in more quickly. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Applications are open for a new president of Western Colorado University. The school's former president resigned in June following remarks he made related to Black Lives Matter protests. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.